This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
Billy Stats here with Fox Sports Knoxville, and I'm here to tell you DraftKings Sportsbook is not only my favorite sportsbook, but it's America's top-rated sportsbook. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN when you sign up to turn $1 into $150 in free credits. Bet on the basketball team of your choice to win the next game, and if they do, you will claim $150 in free credits. That's promo code FANRUN in all caps for a limited time and only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Tennessee only, restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants to help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
Hour two kicking off in the Fan Run studios. Let's go to some hour two headlines. What do you got for us, Draven?
Probably the shocking news of the day yesterday, John, was Ashton Kutcher and his lovely wife, Mila Kunis. Hear about this story?
I read it.
Okay.
I read the headlines.
You read the headlines?
How old are the kids?
So,
anyways, go ahead. Give the story.
Yeah, I was going to say, let me just kind of go through this. So they do have two kids, Wyatt, 6 years old, Dimitri, 4. And basically, the celebrity couple admitted that they basically never bathe, John. Essentially, they very rarely bathe.
Them or the kids?
Both.
Both.
Both. Yep. Both.
Both.
One of the quotes was, "I wasn't that parent that bathed my newborns ever. And now that they are older," Kutcher said, "they have a system. If you can see dirt on them, clean them," he said. "Otherwise, there's no point." He said, "He does have a tendency to throw some water on my face after a workout."
Well, Ashton went as far as saying, like, he doesn't really shower that much.
No,
he's basically like, "I wash my, what do you say, my armpits and my crotch every day."
Yeah, and nothing else ever.
And then says, like, after a workout, I'll wash my face.
Yeah, throw a little water on my face to get all the salts out.
I don't buy that he's not washing his hair ever. I don't buy that. He has to wash that. He has long hair, right? He has to wash his hair once a
It looks pretty good,
days.
Right? I mean, it looks pretty, like, clean hair. I feel like you're, like, 3 or 4 days not showering here. My hair would be greasy. Like, I'd feel disgusting.
Didn't Mila Kunis go on and talk about how, like, growing up, like, her family didn't really have hot water, so, like, she just, like, never took a lot of baths either, so, like, she's kind of carried that over, too?
Has there ever been reports, rumors of them, you know, having a little bit of a B.O., maybe?
Sneaky,
A little B.O., maybe?
How does this make you feel about Mila Kunis? I feel like that's everyone's kind of, like, for a while she's been on everyone's, like, top five list, right, at some point?
Yeah.
I don't care what you
at
do,
least
who
no
you
Kevin
are.
There's no Kevin Durant tweet out there about drinking her bath water. Yes, that's a good sign.
But, like, not showering, hardly? Like, I don't know. Maybe I'm just, like, more of a clean freak, but I feel like I have to shower. I have to shower every day. I do. Almost twice a day. Sometimes I love. There's no way I could sit there and sleep in
my
bed.
She was 14 when she started that 70s show.
She lied.
Yeah, she was young.
She lied. How old was she supposed to be?
Like, I want to say 17.
So
16
she lied.
Or 17, somewhere in there.
They're still like, a minor. Right, I don't know what the difference would be. But
how old was he?
He was older.
I want to say he was 17 or 18.
I think he was a couple years older. I think he was like 20-something when she was 17.
Well, like, when do they
that's why it was kind of weird.
Kissing on like a screen? Like,
yeah,
at what point
she
does
was
she...
Under, I think she was underage still when they did that.
He's 43 and
she's 37. So,
yeah.
He'd been 20.
So, yeah.
I don't know how I feel now.
He was 20.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. So, like, I don't know what season they start, like, making out and stuff, but I kind of get not watching the 4- and 6-year-old.
Do you, though?
I mean, like, just, again, if they're dirty, take a rag to them, wash them. I kind of get that, but, like,
a 6-year-old, like, I can see, like, a baby.
You don't have body odor. You don't have body odor until you start going through puberty, right?
I feel like
that's when you're like,
little kid running around sweating the whole time, out there playing, getting in the dirt, there getting in the mud. Like,
again,
I think they need a shower, a bath every now and then.
They say whenever they're dirty, they wash them. They said, literally, if you see dirt, wash them.
Well, that's the thing, John. As we know, don't see dirt all the time when you're dirty. You don't.
What?
You don't see dirt on you all the time when
what?
You're hot and sticky, been sweating.
What are you talking about?
What do you mean, what am I talking about?
What do you think he's out
what
there?
What are you talking about? You think every time that you're dirty, you have to see physical dirt on your body?
If I'm 6 years old, yes. If I'm 6 years old, I think you're not getting just the residual sweat from a hard day's work running around the restaurant. You're not getting that.
I'm saying,
at 6 years old, either you're outside playing and getting muddy
exactly,
or you're...
Exactly. You're hot. You're sweaty. You've been running around the...
Again, if you're outside playing, you're going to get dirty because you're a kid. You're going to get dirty. Then you're going to get washed. They're basically saying if he's sitting around the house doing nothing.
Defend this if you want to.
I'm saying...
Be my guest. Hanging on the whole not showering. Yeah.
Again... If we see dirt, we wash them. Again, the kid's 4 and 6 years old. I'm imagining by the time they're 10, 11, 12, this will not be the case anymore when they start getting body odor. Four-year-olds and six-year-olds do not have body odor.
What about him saying he basically doesn't shower?
I think that's weird, but Ashton Kutcher, again, we haven't heard anybody complaining about him being stinky. He's worked with enough people.
Yeah.
He never really looks dirty either, so I mean, like, maybe that's what, I mean, I don't know, does he wear a hat and his hair is greasy? I don't know. I've never looked at either. I look at both of them and think they're very attractive people. I've never heard anybody be like, he's kind of stinky. Yeah. She's kind of stinky. Well, no one's ever said that.
Now, does it not, like you said, kind of change your perspective?
Not mine.
The two,
I'm looking
just
at pictures of
her.
I'm looking at pictures of her right now. She's still got it.
Yeah. She's never looked dirty.
Ashton Kutcher claimed that early. That she was 14 and he was 20 in their first kiss.
But that was on the show. They weren't together then. She was dating. No.
That was her first kiss ever.
Well, he was.
Well, it might have been her first kiss ever, but her first boyfriend was like Macaulay Culkin, right? Like the kid from Home Alone. Wasn't that her first love?
And he was.
I mean, he might have been older, but he seems creepy, but like.
Wasn't. Ashton Kutcher with Demi?
Yeah, he was a Demi Moore.
Yeah.
And he was a Brittany Murphy. Like, they weren't dating like when they were on that 70s show. It just, they ended up together years later.
Yeah.
I mean, she was with like Macaulay Culkin.
2012.
That's when they got together?
Yeah.
I mean, she was of age by then.
Yeah. Definitely.
Again, like, acting kissing isn't the same thing. I don't know if they were hooking up or whatever afterwards. I mean, surely not, but who knows?
Maybe this is just, you know, one way or the other, whatever you do, like maybe this is just something you kind of keep to yourself.
They're off the hook because no matter what happens on that 70s show, at least they're not Danny Masterson, a.k.a. Hyde, a.k.a. the guy that's like on trial for like raping a bunch of women. So at least they got that going for them.
Man, he was so funny. And did you see The Ranch?
No. I know they took him off of it, though, because he was going through some things. Mila's, I feel like, has been everyone's top five at some point.
Yeah.
What a goddess.
And this doesn't change anything.
Nope.
Not even a little bit
like
for you.
I smell what she smells like, to be honest. All due respect to Ashton, who I have a lot of respect for. Ashton Kutcher's a good dude. What Ashton Kutcher's done for the sex trafficking game and trying to like help all these women. Like Ashton Kutcher's a good dude, so I mean no disrespect to him when I say I'd like to see what Mila Kunis smells like, but I would like to see what Mila Kunis smells like. I wholeheartedly feel that
after
way.
After she just hasn't showered in a few days, you'd love to just...
You know, to be honest, that's kind of...
Don't.
My preference,
don't say
to be honest.
It. Don't say that.
You can tell me I can have a woman after sweat. Building up some sweat versus fresh out of the shower. I'll take the sweat all the time.
You are
being honest. Let's move on. Let's move on.
Please.
Let's move on. I've said too much.
God. How about a funny story for you? How about Kelvin Benjamin? Remember the former receiver trying to become a tight end? Remember that guy?
No. I mean, I remember the guy. I don't remember him trying to be a tight end.
He got signed by the Giants.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, as a tight end.
Should have signed Brandon Jacobs instead, I would imagine.
You would think. But what do you think of the whole story, Cam? You have a little bit more more details on Kelvin Benjamin kind of walking off the field, is what some reports are saying.
He got in like a screaming match with Joe Judge and Gettleman over there, and then ended up storming off the field, and now the report is out that he's getting cut later
today.
He is
getting released. So... A short-lived tight end experiment for Kelvin Benjamin.
Kelvin Benjamin wasn't going to make it.
Well, obviously not when you're yelling at the coach. What are you doing? Like, you're just lucky to be on a field right now at overweight trying to play tight end.
I would say he probably knew he wasn't going to make it.
So he just decided to end it his way, go out on his own terms.
Is this a real tweet?
What?
Regarding Kelvin Benjamin? Let me make sure this guy's real. Wesley,
I've seen the
Steinberg.
Reports that he's getting cut though, or for sure.
But. NFL and New York Giants insider, 1,300 followers. I don't know if this guy's real or not. He apparently had some the Galladay news before other people, but he said that video surveillance footage showed Benjamin had been stealing food from the facility to take home.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
Benjamin was told by Gettleman and Judge before storming off and leaving camp.
No way.
Yeah, I didn't see that. That did
stealing food like. Isn't it just kind of open for all the players?
Not to take home.
Yeah, it's not like your
you
own pantry.
You don't get to like, you don't get to take it home.
Man, he needs
like,
this
what's he
job.
Did? Just has a to-go box, just stuffing it all in there? Like, what are we doing here?
I don't know if Wesley Steinberg is legit. He had the Kenny Galladay news as his pinned tweet that he had at first. Like, he calls himself an NFL and New York Giants insider. He has 1,300 followers. I don't know. But he said Kelvin Benjamin got caught stealing food.
It's gotta be fake. Yikes.
That's why he need that job, I guess. Straight he's up. Down bad.
I mean, he probably does need the job. I mean, like, he probably doesn't have much money saved up. I mean, I imagine, like, he didn't make it very far into his career. Again, I don't know if it's legit or not. That's the report I see.
Oh, gosh.
That's great. Staying in the NFL, Xavien Howard the star cornerback for the Dolphins, John, has officially requested a trade. A lot of rumors going around this that unhappy with his contract situation, feels, I believe, what was the quote, disrespected by the franchise. And, yeah, he is officially on the market, it looks like. So how big of a get could this be for a team? Your Titans need a corner.
I mean, I don't know.
Come on down to the A.
Oh, boy.
It's going to cost a penny, though, to get this guy.
I mean, you guys have any money?
We got cap room now.
How much?
Enough. We better have enough.
I was going to say, if you get rid of Julio, you should have enough to sign this guy, at least.
Did you see what's up with him?
I thought Julio was just to sign the draft picks, not to get other players.
But we have a little leftover.
Julio and Roddy White in the news for apparently scamming... What was it? A legal weed company, and they took it and sold it on the black market, allegedly.
Yeah. Wait, really?
Apparently, Roddy White took a bunch of weed from like a sponsor, and then went and sold it on quote the black market.
Yeah, apparently, him and Julio have been slinging the stuff they were getting through the company. And just
how do
making
you?
Their own money
where do you
it.
Even go to get to the black market? Is that a stupid question?
I mean, I think if you sell your son weed, is basically you sell it to.
So there's not like an actual
drug
dark web.
I think there's a dark web.
I still think
for
this, right?
Yeah, but I still think for this transaction you'd have to do that. I think you could easily call somebody in Atlanta and be like, "Hey, got some pounds of weed for you if you want it."
They're cool amigos and stuff. They got plenty of connections and stuff down there that they could easily dish this stuff off.
We will end this batch of headlines with some bad headlines for Tennessee. I mean, nothing like too bad, I guess. It's actually some good news for intern Ryan, but Ryan Spikes, five-star commitment/signee for Tennessee baseball, has officially signed his contract with the Tampa Bay Rays. So he would not be coming to school. That's kind of a big blow. He had fallen to the third round, and then when he fell to the third round, kind of put out that picture of like, "Hey, I'm all ball." Like, put out a picture of him in a Tennessee uniform. He was then drafted in the third round by the Rays. At the number 100 pick, apparently he demanded top two-round money. I guess the Rays gave it to him, which is kind of surprising that the Rays would break the bank. But apparently he was demanding top two-round money, so, I mean, they had to have paid him something. I don't know. Deadline coming up August 1st as we wait to see about the other players and whether or not they're going to make it into school. That comes from Ryan Shumpert over at Rocky Top Insider.
Yeah, sorry about that, guys.
It's all right. It's all right. It happens. If you're watching the Periscope, we're talking a lot of Tennessee. You see the shirt. How great does this shirt look, Draven?
Looks good.
It's the best Smokey's probably ever looked, right?
No, I was going to say, I love the black with the Smokey, too.
Yeah.
Having the words in black, I think that looks cooler.
It's probably the best Smokey's ever looked, if I say so myself.
I would agree.
The brown accents, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good-looking shirt.
It is nice.
It's courtesy of Home Field Apparel. New customers can get 15% off their first purchase with Home Field Apparel. They take historic logos, much like the Smokey, put it on a shirt, help give you some pride about your school. Might not win a lot of games on the football field, but damn it, we're winning in the merchandise game right now, the clothing game. HomeFieldApparel.com, promo code GOVALS, one word, for 15% off. Cam, take us to break. We'll come back. We'll talk some more NFL. Dive into the Xavier Howard stuff. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Back on the program. Turns out it was a troll account on the Kelvin Benjamin food thing. It's still funny, though. It's still funny.
It's still good. It's still good. That would have been hilarious.
It's unbelievable.
It's kind of sad that it's believable.
Well, that's what makes it a great troll.
Benjamin. Yeah.
Yeah. Gotta be realistic to fool people. So Aaron Rodgers, Cam, you said, is burning it down right now?
Yeah, apparently they're, I guess, post-practice, as he actually did show up to practice today for Green Bay, as we kind of all knew was happening. But apparently they asked him a question, and they basically asked him, like, what was all this about? And he is just spilling everything. He's going through all the details of why he, had his issues with the Packers and stuff, and apparently they've asked him one question, and he's been going on plus 5 minutes on just this one specific question, just detailing everything.
Says he enjoyed his offseason away, but as he got back into workouts, he realized he knows he can still play and still wants to play, so that's why he's back.
Yeah, he's going to get the whole spectrum of stuff going. People are trying to put in tweets. They're saying he's got a lot of info coming out, so they're kind of just trying to do what they can while he's just on his soapbox right now. He said it wasn't a draft day thing. He said it started with a conversation in February. I just expressed my desire to be involved in conversations directly affecting my job. He says they didn't use him a lot in like off-season recruiting. Like when they tried to talk to free agents, they didn't use him in it, which feels like you'd want to do that. And that's what Aaron Rodgers kind of said. He said Green Bay isn't a destination spot. Like
I would say that you can't have it both ways if you're Aaron Rodgers there. Now, before Draven goes crazy like he always does and starts screaming about stuff, I'll agree with Draven before he even says it. Like you can't have it both ways. You can't say you want out and then also want to help recruit people because they're recruiting people like with the idea that you probably won't be there. And to be honest, like Green Bay's probably over this too. They'll probably be happy to get rid of Aaron Rodgers next year. But again, like we kind of talked about yesterday, they didn't have the real pressure to do it this year. And they also didn't have like enough like timing to do it because like you know this all kind of came out on draft day that he wanted out. So like you can't rush and trade all these trade Aaron Rodgers just on a whim for draft picks. But I would say having a year now, he will he'll be gone next year.
I don't know if he's talking about them using him in off seasons of just this off season or if he means just like throughout his career.
Okay.
It doesn't really specify very well.
I mean, does he have to be used if I'm a wide receiver? I'm a player. Like we know who Aaron Rodgers is. We know like how good the Packers are because
this is so self centered, man. He's a jerk. Like, do we even know if receivers really want to go play with Aaron? Like, we know he's great, but like Brady also kind of has that leadership feel, the kind of cool guy feel. I mean, you see Brady having a good time in Tampa, and players want to go be about that. Like, do people really want to play with Aaron Rodgers? Have you ever heard of anybody vouching to play with this guy? Because I haven't.
Adams. Just Devontae Adams.
It's been kind of the opposite. You've had people leave him and kind of bash him on the way out.
Exactly. Exactly. That just shows how self-centered he is, thinking like, oh, yeah, I should have been part of the recruiting. Well, do it then. Like, what's stopping him from being like, hey, you, like, tell another guys, come join us. Like, I don't see – take a pay cut. Come be part of the team. Like, I don't see what would have been stopping him.
Yeah, I mean, I guess he just wanted to be there for stuff like that. I don't know. He talked about how he didn't want to end up being a lame duck QB just because they wanted to throw some money at him. And he wanted,
he's kind of a lame duck QB now, though. Yeah. I mean, it's also like, there for 1 year.
What do you know about being a GM, Aaron? You wanted to keep Kumerow. You wanted to re-sign Kumerow and get him a contract. I received it's not even good. Like, what does he know about being a GM?
He's
trying to bring back washed up Randall Cobb, thinking that's going to somehow fix everybody's problems. Oh, everything's fine now. We got old Randall Cobb back in the building. We're good. Like, what? What is he talking about?
Hey, they might need Randall because Devontae Adams is slow to get up today at Packers training camp.
Yeah, that'd be something.
There you go.
Yeah,
Randall Cobb, your star
receiver. Walked
off
on his own power, but it was with a medical staffer.
So the Randall Cobb trade is going through, right?
It's official. He's going to Green Bay.
How much money did he give back? Do we know? Because he had to give back some of his $7 million. So how much do we know if he paid anything back for the opportunity to go back and play with his boy A-Rod? I mean, Rodgers' take of basically has kind of been consistent in that regard, though, of like, hey, this organization doesn't prioritize people.
Yeah, he did go on a long list ranting about veterans who left the Packers and how they were either lowballed or not given proper respect on their way out the door. So it does go in line with the stuff.
Wow, cry me a river.
There.
That's the NFL. That's literally the NFL. You have these old vets who, were good when you won a Super Bowl a decade ago, but they're not good anymore. Like, TJ Lang's old. Like, these guys are old. Randall Cobb was old. They got rid of him. Jordy Nelson was doing nothing towards the end of his career. They got rid of him. Like, what does he want? Does he want to keep these guys and all stick together and all retire happy neighbors? Like, what does he expect? It's the NFL.
He is name dropping Jake Kumerow again.
Oh my gosh, I'm done.
He said Aaron Rodgers cites the decision to cut Jake Kumerow last year as an example where he would have liked to have been consulted. He said, maybe run it by me and I could change your mind. Rodgers says Kumerow was the second best receiver in training camp last year. So, okay.
Kumerow.
He said, at least come say.
We're really talking about.
I'll give him a little pass there. Where like you want to know if your receiver's about to get cut. I guess as a quarterback, you're like, oh, me and that guy have good chemistry.
He was a practice squad guy. Kumerow was like a practice squad guy that made his way up. Like, is he really gonna be shocked he got cut?
If he has good chemistry with him, and you're like, hey, we can make this work.
Aaron, do you really want to keep the fifth receiver on the depth chart just because you guys have good chemistry?
He said
we have other positions to fill. We have a whole 55-man roster we have to fill. But we'll keep that one guy that you like because he had a good training camp. How many guys have good training camps and still get cut? A lot. A lot of players.
Would it not matter for like the wide receiver position, though. It's not like he's saying, hey, like, this defensive lineman is really cool. I like him. It's kind of like, hey, I like throwing the ball to this guy.
Yeah, I feel like that's – you want to at least keep him around for your star quarterback and be like, hey, all right, somebody goes down. Here's a guy you trust.
Exactly.
Like, I get the idea of, again, if he, I don't want him picking my defensive backs. I don't want him doing that, anything on the defense side of the ball. But wide receivers, I mean, I would trust Aaron Rodgers if he's going to judge anybody. It would probably be who he's throwing the ball to, who can get open for him, and who, like, has a good, you know, chemistry with him. Because I mean, keep in mind, Rodgers is really good at throwing into tight windows. I mean, it's not like Kumerow has to have a lot of separation for them to make it work. And again, it seems silly because they're arguing about Jake Kumerow, who had 12 catches for 219 yards
in
2019 with Green Bay.
Mm-hmm.
But it does seem like an easy thing that you probably should ask your franchise quarterback, right? Like, hey, you like this guy? You want him cut? Like, anybody you seen standing out in training camp? Anybody you want to keep?
And he'd probably be like, hey, it's close between these two guys at the receiver spot. Like, do you have a preference between, like, at least get his opinion, I feel like.
It would kind of make sense to me why he would feel a certain type of way about that.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you feel like after you've been there for as many years as you've been there, you deserve to kind of at least have an opinion on things, especially at the wide receiver position.
You would think so.
It is funny. It's a really funny name that he's mad about Jeff Kumerow.
Yeah.
Like, it is it is funny that that's, like, the breaking point. That's really what sent him over the edge. But if he's your boy, he's your boy. Got to take care of him. He brought Randall Cobb back.
We already know he doesn't talk to his main family, so he wanted to have his football family stay together.
That's also my point. It's like, okay, you feel like you have great chemistry with Randall Cobb, but it's like, also, Randall Cobb is past 30 and has been pretty non-existent the last 2 years. Like, Where do you draw the line? Like, and I guess we could debate that all day. It started with what, Russell Wilson saying he wanted more say. Like, where do we draw the line? Like,
surprisingly, Randall Cobb's only 30.
Honestly,
turns 31 in August, but surprising he is only 30. Yeah. 2019 with Dallas, 828 yards, not a bad year in Dallas.
Three tutties.
Yeah,
he was not good.
Three touchdowns last year.
Stats are lying to you. He was not good.
Oh,
had three or four drops that year. Missed two or three games with injuries.
You're gonna wish you had him.
Still got 800 yards.
Like,
missing a few games.
Played 15 games.
Okay. I missed a game, I guess.
Might have went out one early. Just looking at stats. That's probably another guy he looked at as getting lowballed on the way out, though.
Yeah,
easily.
Yeah.
Even though Cobb, I mean, was really banged up in his last year in Green Bay. I mean, I don't blame them for – he looked washed up in Green Bay. It is surprising that he is still in the league and that he is still someone that, you know, is getting looked at as a deal breaker here. But it's Rodgers trying to flex some power like we talked about yesterday. And I do think it is important just simply, Draven, because we talked about the fact, like, not a lot of teammates like him. And we talked about the guys that don't really vouch for him. So if he does feel like he had a couple – that vibed with him and Jake Kumerow and Randall Cobb. It's kind of unique for Rodgers, so I could kind of see them like him wanting to keep.
Yeah. He's not good at relationships, so the fact he had a couple here and you tore them from him.
And now Green Bay has to make that their problem because Aaron can't get along with anybody. That's pretty much what you guys are saying.
Yeah, when your quarterback threatens to retire or almost leaves,
It's like, you're not Tom Brady, bro. You're not Tom Brady. You're not like Tom Brady can bring in free agents. He can bring in AB. He can get Gronk out of retirement. He can do all that. He can completely change a whole franchise.
Aaron Rodgers got Randall Cobb. Important to remember.
Yeah.
Are you kidding? Okay. Tell me when Randall Cobb catches a touchdown in the Super Bowl. Okay. Let's see that happen.
I'm just saying. He said he can't bring in free agents. He's got Randall Cobb now. Damn it. He's flexing that power. Turns out he is Tom Brady. Except he doesn't have, like, great friends. He's got Randall Cobb. If I was Graham Bedbeck, screw it. Here, Jake Kumerow, you can come back, too.
At least give him a camp invite.
Just shut up. Just shut up about it.
Really, though?
Yeah, you can't throw the guy a camp invite. Like, you don't have to sign him. Just be like, hey, dude, come try
out. Put
him
on the practice squad. It's so ridiculous, man.
Second best receiver.
Got some other quarterback news we'll get into after the break. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. For a couple of hours. All right, we got 31 of the 32 rookie first round draft picks signed.
Yep.
Now that Trey Lance got his big contract with the 49ers, that leaves only one player unsigned. That is Zach Wilson, who is arguing with the Jets over their contract. The Jets are standing firm. Zach Wilson wants the same deal the other top quarterbacks are getting, which is no offsets in their contract. All the other quarterbacks, including Trey Lance, have gotten it. The Jets say they don't do that.
Offsets, what do you mean by that?
It's something that's always, it's basically fully guaranteed. So I don't know exactly what the offsets would be. Like, I don't think it'd be injuries, but like, basically it's guaranteeing every dollar, essentially, is what it comes down to. Do you have what it means over in that article?
Yeah, the official wording is like, provides financial protection if they release the player before the contract is complete.
Right. Like, it basically guarantees the entire contract, which you don't usually have to worry about, but the players usually flex their leverage. That's why Joey Bosa held out for half the season, right? Like, Joey Bosa wanted the contract to be fully guaranteed, and they're like, no, and then he held out for half the season. Then did he win or lose that holdout? I don't remember that. But he eventually came in halfway through the year. And then got hurt, I believe, if I remember correctly. Maybe he didn't get hurt, though.
A little ironic, though, huh? But, I mean, why would Zach Wilson care so much about this? Like,
it's
a respect thing,
I think. If all the other quarterbacks are getting it, like, I think I would want it, too.
Yeah, like Lance even today got fully guaranteed.
Right.
Yeah.
If Lance gets it, if, you know, Trevor Lawrence gets it, I understand him wanting it.
The Jets have literally no backup plan either from Zach Wilson. Have you seen who their backups are? Mike White and James Morgan. Those are the only two other quarterbacks on the roster. They don't have any veteran backup, nothing like that.
Like, I understand the, like, hey, this is how we always do it. We gotta be the same for everybody. We can't open ourselves up to this. But at the same time, like, you've never had a quarterback that you've been this excited about, at least since Sam Darnold.
Yeah.
But, like, you saw how Sam Darnold never really developed. Do you want to start your tenure with Zach Wilson already kind of behind the eight ball here?
I think one thing that's kind of interesting right here, they cite the Jaguars and the Rams are as the only teams that typically don't include offset language.
Okay.
So he's completely comparing himself to Trevor right now.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, if I'm him, I got drafted one spot behind him.
Exactly. So he thinks he's worth that same thing.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's completely fair for Zach Wilson to want.
It's reasonable.
Yeah. And if I'm him, I have the leverage. What are you going to do, like not play me this year?
I mean, he's all they got. Like I said, he's their future.
But I do wonder how long they will be willing to go on both sides. Not you know, getting out and practicing, like as a rookie who needs all the reps he can get.
Need them. Yeah, you need those.
Another interesting thing about the offset clause is it allows a team to cut the player before the end of his four-year contract is completed and have the remaining money reduced by the amount of his next contract. So the Jets...
Okay, so then whenever, you know, if you go somewhere and get signed by another team, like they don't have to pay that
money.
Yeah,
the Jets will be scot-free almost in this situation.
Right. So basically it just comes down to he wants to have his money guaranteed.
Yep.
That's pretty much it.
Yep.
And if you're the Jets, it does seem like a bad thing to kind of drag your feet on. I get that you have to kind of be careful setting the precedent, but still, do you not need your guy in there getting as many reps as possible? Do you not need to make this guy happy and like show like your fans that like give them a reason to be excited? If I'm a Jets fan, I'm just like, oh my God, what are we doing here?
Is it that big of a deal though? Like, it's gonna get done. He's missing what, a couple weeks of training camp where they're kind of going.
It's important when you're a rookie and you only have a month to get ready.
You want every rep you can get. Yeah.
I mean, there's a reason teams make the training camp mandatory.
This is already a like jump in him and just general. You know, you could always argue the whole he played at BYU wasn't always facing the greatest competition, and
yeah, I mean,
now he's facing NFL guys. You'd like to see him get a few reps against them.
And, I mean, he's probably going to be unlike Trey Lance and Mac Jones and who's the other first-round quarterback taking? Justin Fields. Like, none of those three guys are probably starting from day one. Zach Wilson is like Trevor Lawrence. He will be starting from day one. So, you know, I kind of feel like he should have this leverage. I think the Jets should do the right, you know, do the thing that gets him in there and playing as soon as possible. Because, you know, you say it's only a couple of practices, but I do feel like all those are valuable, which, again, is why the teams are kind of making their players be there mandatory and, you know, find them if not. Which led to a pretty funny moment in Houston as Deshaun Watson, as he's there just so he doesn't get fined, apparently working out with the defensive backs today. He was out there playing some safety.
What?
Catching swing passes out of the backfield.
I got questions about that. So is the team just letting him do this, or is it like kind of the clip from Brandon Marshall where he's like catching the pass and punting the football every time he caught it just to be a jerk?
I don't know. It seems like the team is letting him do it because they said he caught a pass out of the backfield like and then just like stopped it and like run it, but like then was out there just like going through some defensive back drills. Basically, it's like, hey, you're not playing quarterback. Let's let our quarterbacks get all the reps. And like you,
how silly is this,
such
man?
Such a troll.
Yeah, how silly is it? Not just him just doing all that, but just him being out there. Like, yeah, I saw one of the, you know, Texans reporters tweet, it's just like, it just seems so crazy to me that we're out here watching Deshaun Watson warm up with the quarterbacks knowing that he will not even step on the field with this team at all.
I think that's why he took the red jersey off and quit working off the quarterbacks. But again, like, he's just a distraction at that point and, like, kind of the story of the training camp. And you're, you know, it's your first training camp as a new head coach if you're David Culley, right? Is that his name?
Culley? Yep.
Like, you don't want Deshaun Watson out there making headlines by catching swing passes out of the backfield.
Yeah.
But maybe this is also the Texans' way of being like, hey, look at this distraction. NFL, please make a decision on what you're doing with him. Please let us know what you're doing. That way we can either ask him to go home or trade him. But, like, you know, you also don't want to – it's all about precedent with these teams. Like, you also don't want to send Deshaun Watson home, which then, like, lets any player that basically requests a trade feel like he can sit at home too. You did it for Deshaun. Why not for us? You just have to kind of have – you try to have uniform rules with everybody.
Man. You can't have them out there running around playing safety. Like, that's stupid.
Again, if I'm the Texans, I'm showing this to the NFL and Goodell. I'm like, hey, let us know, like, what's happening so we can, like, trade this guy.
Get this guy off the field.
Or, like, get him off the field one way or the other, either on a new team or send him home for the season. Like, let us know. And some other Tennessee news. We'll keep going with the quarterbacks. It does look like Ryan Tannehill comes out and says, hey – I got the I'm in the process of getting vaccinated. Got the first shot, basically because the NFL made me. Which, however you want to look at it,
it's working.
It worked for the NFL. Like, if you're the NFL and you want your players vaxxed, like, you put the pressure on Tannehill, and as a quarterback, you kind of have to do it. You can't, like, you're in the most contact with most players.
Yeah.
But also, like, you have to be the leader of the team. And what does it look like if you're out, or you're the team that you're the player that causes like an outbreak? So Tannehill says he wouldn't have done it if it wasn't the NFL's rules, but said the NFL kind of forced his hand, so he's getting vaccinated.
What do you make of coaches forcing their hand? Did you see what Ron Rivera said?
Oh, man. Did you see, like, some of the
TJ Ward?
Yeah, I was going to say TJ Ward.
Wild.
Yeah.
I mean, Rivera said basically, hey, I am frustrated. We'll talk about that in a little bit. We'll talk about that next segment. I was going to finish up on some Tennessee news before we get to that. But, like, yeah, Tannehill out there getting vaccinated with the team, which is, I guess, a good sign for the NFL as a quarterback and a leader kind of taking it upon himself because of the mandate or because of the rules in place. That's what the NFL wants to get accomplished. And also, one more bit of Tennessee news. Seen a lot of buzz about this on the internet this morning, and shout out to Uncle Bobo for sending now. But Trey Smith running with the starters in Kansas City.
Hey, how about it?
Okay.
Was what, a 6th-round draft pick? Is that right? Is that how far he fell?
Disrespect.
The thing is,
so the Chiefs able to completely fix their offensive line.
Didn't they sign all those offensive linemen too? Like, didn't they sign some guards?
He's still not going to start like week one though, right? I mean, they still got the Duvernay Tariff guy they've had forever, and they just got Thuney as well, the other guard. Unless he plays center.
I was going to say, Thuney, wasn't he a guy that could bounce around in all positions?
Yeah,
I'm sure
he could play tackle, but they also got Orlando Brown, like their other tackle. It's like they're kind of set on almost every position.
I feel like Trey Smith's going to play. He'd be running guard, right?
I feel like
that's where he'd be.
Well, I can kind of say more as just like a plug-in guy, a guy that's kind of like their the swing tackle. You know, you always have the offensive lineman kind of
fit
in.
Worst case, this is a really good sign for him making the roster. Just kind of one of those guys.
What did Reed say?
Somebody's
consistent.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, he was a first-round pick for most of his college career. I mean, like, he has the talent. Yeah. Like, it's just teams either passed because of the medical or because of, not a great season last year just in general for Tennessee. But, like, we know he has the talent to be an NFL starter. He was going to be a first-round pick.
Mm-hmm.
Andy Reid said the consistency during the offseason is the reason Trey Smith is working as the starting right guard. He's done a nice job. He's showed enough to legitimately be in that position right now. He's got to compete. We'll see how all this goes when we get the pads on. So it does kind of read as if it's his job to lose right now, but I mean, like, that he can easily lose it if he doesn't show the consistency and doesn't handle it. But again, I don't think Trey Smith's talent was ever really an issue. His draft stock got hurt, you know, because of medicals and other things, but as long as he's healthy to play, it does seem like he has a pretty good chance. So shout out to Kansas City, I guess, to completely fix their offensive line during an offseason with no cap space, really. We'll get into the Ron Rivera stuff next because it does raise a pretty important question going on in the NFL right now. Stick with us. This is Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Back on the program. Yeah, last night TJ Ward broke rule number one, which is never tweet. As he was going through it, as he stepped in, and as he responded to a story about Ron Rivera being very frustrated with his Washington football team and the lack of vaccinations. Basically said, look, I just survived cancer. I'm compromised. I'm immune deficient. Basically, like, you know, almost trying to, you know, it sounds like he was, you know, thinking the players should get vaccinated because of him. Which, let's start there. Do you guys agree or disagree with that?
Yeah, I would say that's how he's kind of, like, narrowing it. But kind of, yeah, he's just putting it on the whole spectrum of, like, you should get the vaccine because you're putting other people at
sure,
risk.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Not a matter exactly. of, like, if you're worried about the disease, stuff like that. So he's definitely going from that angle. But, yeah, he is kind of centering it around him. But I think he's also kind of just doing that to give it, like, an example that his players can relate to. It's like, hey, like, you may not think you're actually putting people at risk, but, hey, look at me, like, I get this. I'm in real trouble.
Basically said, like, we don't know if the new strain, which, I mean, if we don't know if the new strain after you've been vaccinated, like, I to me, that's where his argument kind of collapsed on itself. Mm-hmm. In terms of, like, if you're mm-hmm. vaccinated, like, do you trust the vaccine, I guess, to keep you safe? And if you don't, like, should you be coaching?
Yeah.
Because you're vaccinated, which should, you know, should protect you. Now, we have seen that you can still get COVID. There are a couple issues, I think, nationwide of people dying even with the vaccine. But for the most part, it's been unvaccinated people that it's affecting worse. But if you're Ron Rivera and you're vaccinated and we know that you can still get it, mm-hmm. and your players are vaccinated, we know that we can still get it. Like, what does it really matter, I guess, if they're vaccinated, right? It's about you. Yeah. Now, if you're talking about protecting other people, like other compromised people, again, they should be vaccinated as well.
Yeah.
Unless, like, Rivera's just like, hey, we need to get to 100% or, you know, whatever the percent is where it becomes effective. We're not there yet, you know, as a nation. He's trying to pressure more people into it, kind of like mm-hmm. what Cam's saying. But it, I'll say it the same way, I mean, that you say it when it's the other way. Like, no one's making Ron Rivera coach. I do kind of feel that way about it. Like, if he feels uncomfortable or if he feels like he's putting his life at risk, like, don't coach. I mean, is that fair to say? We talked about the Minnesota Vikings offensive line coach. Like, hey, if you don't want to get jabbed, you don't have to coach. And the Vikings, you know, they're like, hey, we're going to part ways. Although now apparently, like, that agent is like, no, we're still together somewhat. We're working through some things. Like, maybe he decided he's going to get vaccinated because the agent's like, look, bro, you're not going to get a job this year if you don't get it. But, like, if you're Ron Rivera, is it not kind of the opposite of, like, hey, if you don't want to coach and put yourself at danger, don't coach and put yourself at danger?
He doesn't really have a choice. He didn't have a choice that he got cancer and has a weak immune system. I think it was – I mean, these players have a choice to get vaccinated and try to more of – I think it's more of like a team camaraderie thing, like you said a little bit, too. It's like, hey, we're a team. Like, let's all – yeah, it's like we're all in this together. Let's all get vaccinated and let's all just not even worry about this at all in the season. Mm-hmm. But like I said, it's not really Ron's fault that he's had to go through all this and that he's still coaching.
Yeah.
Jeez, man. That's
he did backtrack a little bit, though.
He tried.
He didn't really. I mean, he was basically just like, I know cancer.
Okay.
Yeah, he's saying, I know cancer. You know I support cancer people.
He's basically like, I've been affected by cancer, but, you know, I was talking about how, you know, he was trying to say, like, your life choices lead to cancer, which, I mean, I guess with some people, if you're saying,
yeah.
I mean, Rivera's technically was from, like, sun exposure is what I read someone say, like, Warren Sharp was saying, like, you know, it came from exposure in the sun, then got in his lymph nodes. Like, I don't fully understand, but, like.
I was going to say, like, I feel like
that's a, well, yeah, sure.
guess or, like, far-fetched a little
bit.
But,
you know, if you're looking at, I mean, I guess. I mean, I
can see, like, lung cancer when you're like, oh, yeah, they smoked, like, a pack a day forever. Like, yeah, that is your life choice. It's kind of
sure.
setting you up for that.
Sure.
But sometimes it's just like, yeah, like, it's.
Sometimes there's nothing you can do about it. Like,
right.
And TJ Ward, again, I don't think he's the voice you want. And, like, he just kept, you know, digging himself and kept trying to somewhat backtrack while not backtracking and just still kind of doubling down while also trying to apologize. It was a mistake. But I do wonder, like, how that plays in the Washington locker room, because now your coach has put it out there that basically, like, he thinks you don't care about him. Does that bring that locker room together and they try to, like, come together and all get vaccinated together? Or is it like a situation where it, you know,
create some rifts. With the Cleveland Indians, last year, it brought the team together to the point where they got rid of their two players that were breaking protocol.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, what was the guy's name that ended up getting sent to San Diego? They had the pitcher that was
Steve Clevinger?
Yeah, Clevinger. That's it. Yep. Clevinger got sent to the Padres because of it, because, you know, their manager, either their manager or one of their teammates, was compromised. Like, was, you know, the immune system that couldn't really fight it off. And like, hey, you might kill one of our teammates. We don't want that. Like, we're all against you. Get out of here. Now, that wasn't getting vaccinated. That was just simply following protocol. But you saw one locker room kind of reject the people who didn't protect the family, if you will. I think it's a little different when you start talking about putting things in your body, though, versus wearing a mask and not going out to the club. I think it's a little bit different.
Sure. Yeah.
Because in Cleveland's situation, those guys are just sneaking out and going out drinking and bringing women back home, whatever it was they were doing. Whereas here in Washington, like, they're asking, like, hey, put a vaccine in your body, and not everyone wants to do that.
I'm curious, though. I mean, obviously, players have been upset with the NFL trying to enforce this. I wonder how it is going to be, the reaction from your head coach, who you have obviously a much better relationship than you do with Roger Goodell or whatever. So, I'm curious to see how this does go. Because, I mean, Ron Rivera is probably one of the more likable coaches in the NFL, right? Just from a kind of player's guy standpoint. Like, he's one of the better player coaches, I would say, out there.
Yeah. I think so.
I mean, that's kind of been the reputation of him, at least.
Yeah.
It's always kind of been the reputation of Rivera. But, again, I do think if he's legitimately afraid, then he probably shouldn't coach this year. It's just tough to say, but, I mean, like, it just is what it is. Like, I mean, the same way I'll say you're not entitled to be a head coach or you have your choice, like, you know, to step away if you don't want to get vaccinated. I do think if you're actually scared, you should probably step away for a year. It's tough. And it would, like, you know, I don't know if that'd be the end of his career because, I mean, he had a good enough year in Washington. They won the division. Now, again, they weren't great last year, but, like, they won the division because everyone else was so terrible. But they won the division. I mean, am I wrong here? Like, do you think, like, if you're a Washington football player, like, you just get the shot for your coach to show him you love him? Like, you listen to him and, like, hear his pleas and try to do it? Or
has he developed those strong relationships with his Washington players at this point?
I don't know. He's only been there a year, right?
Yeah.
He did bring in a lot of his own guys, too. But I'm sure a lot of the – from, like, Carolina days, but I'm sure those guys probably are on the spectrum. I don't know.
You've seen a lot of the players that are talking about it, those saying what's best for them and their family. So, like, I don't think they're going to prioritize Ron Rivera. If they truly – for the most part, the people who don't want the vaccine are afraid of the vaccine or just don't care and don't think they'll get sick. But I've seen a lot of people say we don't know what's in it. We don't know how it'll affect us. Like LeBron James, when he was asked about, I was like, I got to do what's best for my family. You know, you've had players say that. So, like, if you're a football player in Washington, who do you care more about, your family or Ron Rivera?
Exactly.
You care more about your family. So if you actually are worried about how you're going to react to it and what it's going to do to you and your livelihood and who you can protect and, all, you know, like I said, your family going down, that is going to take, you know, priority over your relationship with your head coach.
I just always go back to, I think the I don't know what in it argument is the worst argument you can make with this kind of stuff, because you don't know what's in most of the stuff you put in your body. That's what kind of kills me with that argument. It's just like, hey, you couldn't tell me what's in half the food. You couldn't even tell me what's in the water you're drinking half the time. And then that's what you're going to use for the argument of this. It's like, I don't know. Obviously, I don't care. You do what you want to do. But, yeah, it just kind of makes it tough when you're in a situation like this, I guess.
It just seems like, you know, as Draven pointed out, the players have been pretty vocal against the NFL for trying to force this. And they're not even trying to force it. They're basically just like, hey, if you don't, you might cost your team money.
People went berserk.
Right.
I mean, there's players going berserk.
And now you got Ron Rivera basically calling them selfish and talking about how they're trying to kill him, potentially. So, like, I do wonder how that plays in the locker room.
What's the line for the vaccinations again for the NFL to get, like, less testing? 85?
Yeah.
And they're a little over 50? I mean, that has some sort of grounds to be frustrated.
Yeah, I wonder, do we know how many teams are at the threshold? Because I haven't really seen any at the threshold. Like, in college, there's a little bit different power dynamic, right? Like, Alabama and Georgia can basically be like, hey, get vaccinated. Trust us, get vaccinated. We're kind of forcing you into it, or at least we're guiding you into it. By the time you get to the NFL, you have your own money. You're not worried about your coach's recommendations as much. Like, you are an adult, usually with a family. Or people that depend on you, at least. I think it'd be a lot tougher in the NFL to kind of pressure players into doing this versus in college. Because again, I don't think it's a coincidence that the best teams in the SEC are all going to hit that threshold.
Yeah, like on Friday, according to NFL.com right here, 16 teams reached the 85% vaccination.
Did it say who?
No.
I know the Falcons are up there.
I wonder if the Titans are going to be close to that.
I remember seeing that.
Because there's only two players that were like in the mask like protocol. It was Tannehill and Fulton. Mm-hmm. So I don't think that would mean that the whole team's vaccinated except those two. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't think.
Is that the rules right now? If you're not vaccinated, you have to wear a mask at training camp?
I don't know exactly. I've seen some teams say
threshold. Yeah,
I've seen some teams say like they're going to put like different color wristbands on the players who are vaccinated versus the ones who aren't, like to kind of signify that.
Red's
like,
been the lot of the unvaccinated one. I saw that with I think Darnold. They said he was only had one shot at one point, and he had been wearing a red wristband. So I think they kind of like put two and two together and somehow like figured that out. But
I did see that Carson Wentz refused to answer and said it's just a personal decision.
Dak pretty much said the same thing too. Yeah.
Whenever people say that, it seems like a no.
Yeah. Pretty much. Yeah. Absolutely.
Seems like a no. Seems like a no when LeBron said it. Seems like a no now. Hour two in the books. We kick off hour three of headlines. Got some trivia coming up on Wednesday. Which is today, Tuesday trivia on Wednesday. Stick with us. This is Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.